John Lennon, which appeared on his 1971 album, Imagine. Although it was originally credited solely to Lennon, in recent years, Yoko Ono's contribution to the song has become more widely acknowledged. Imagine is widely considered as one of the greatest songs of all time. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine voted Imagine the third greatest song of all time. The lyrics were thought to be inspired by Lennon's hopes for a more peaceful world, though their origins are not really all that well known. In 1963, Lennon did pen the lyrics to the song, I'll Get You, with an opening verse of, Imagine I'm in love with you, it's easy because I know. The first verse of Imagine would seem to be a reworking of this. As a side note, there is a humorous telling of the song's origin, which appears in the movie Forrest Gump. It seems the main character, Forrest, is a guest on the Dick Cavett Show alongside John Lennon. Forrest recounts his experience playing ping pong in China and claims that the Chinese did not have much stuff, no possessions, and unlike him, do not go to church every Sunday, which Lennon interprets as no religion too, to which Cavett responds, it's hard to imagine, and Lennon says, well, it's easy if you try.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Thank you.
Albert Hammond was born in London, England in 1944. Hammond began his singing career in Gibraltar, Spain, which his family was originally from, with the band The Diamond Boys, which had no real huge commercial success. Moving to the United States, he signed with Columbia Records subsidiary Mums Records, with whom he released a string of 1970 hits, best known of which is It Never Rains in Southern California. Hammond has also written hits for other singers such as Little Arrows for Leafy Lee, Gimme That Ding for the Pipkins, and mega hit The Air That I Breathe, which was a hit for the Hollies in 1974. He later collaborated with Diane Warren on Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, a transatlantic number one hit in 1987 for Starship.
Got on board a westbound 747. Think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true, sure and true. Seems it never rains in Southern California.
California, seems I've often heard.
Pitas were a 1970s Canadian rock band trio consisting of Rich Dodson, Ronnie King, and Kim Burley. The band formed in Calgary, Alberta in 1964 as The Rebounds. The Rebounds had six members: Rich Dodson, Lynn Romer, Brendan Little, Kim Burley, and Race Holliday. They renamed themselves the Stampeders in 1965 after the Calgary Stampede, and Lynn Romer was replaced with Ronnie King and Van Lewis. In 1966, they relocated to Toronto, Ontario, and became a trio in 1968 when Little, Lewis, and Holliday left. In 1971, they won Best Group, Best Producer, and Best Composer. The band also won Best Single at the Juno Awards with Sweet City Woman. Blind Faith was an English blues supergroup which consisted of Eric Clapton of the Yardbirds and Cream, Ginger Baker, Graham Bond Organization and Cream, Steve Winwood of the Spencer Davis Group and Traffic, and Rick Gretsch of Family. The group only released one album Blind Faith in August of 1969. Blind Faith's beginning dates to mid-1968 with the breakup of Cream. Despite the band's commercial success, talking about Cream, it was crumbling from within due to frequent animosity between Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker, with Eric Clapton doing his best to mediate. In addition, Clapton was tired of being coerced into playing commercially driven blues. Steve Winwood was facing similar problems in the Spencer Davis Group, where he had been the lead singer for more than 3 years while they produced straight-laced blues. Winwood wanted to experiment with the band's sound by infusing jazz elements, but left due to his musical differences. Instead, formed a new band, Traffic, in 1967. When Traffic split in 1969, Winwood started jamming with his good friend Eric Clapton. Clapton, pleased with the sessions, began considering forming a new band. Ginger Baker began sitting in with them in late 1969. Steve wanted him as a drummer, arguing that he strengthened their musicianship and that it would be difficult to find an equally talented drummer. Clapton, however, did not want another Cream and certainly didn't want to reunite with other band members barely 9 weeks after breaking up with them. But Winwood finally won Clapton over. By May 1969, Rick Gretsch, bassist with family, was invited to join them. By then, the group was known collectively as Blind Faith, a sly, cynical reference by Clapton to his outlook on the new group.
You are the reason I've been waiting so long.
listening to WRFR 93.3 Rockland, 99.3 Camden. The band Boston achieved its most notable successes during the 1970s and 80s, centered on guitarist, songwriter, and producer Tom Scholz. Boston began when Scholz, an MIT engineering graduate, began to create a series of tape recordings in his home studio accompanied by guitarist Barry Goodrow and drummer Jim Masada, with whom Scholz played in a prior band, and singer Ron Patti from the band Boston Cream. Scholz soon became frustrated with the limitation of the technology at the time and his inability to capture the sound that he wanted. He soon began building and designing his own equipment. The first tapes Scholz produced were rejected by the record labels. A second set of tapes with Scholz on guitar, newly hired singer Brad Delp on vocals, and Masada on drums drew the attention of executives at Epic Records. The label insisted that Scholz re-record the demo tapes in a professional studio with a full band, which led to the hiring of bassist Fran Sheenan. With the exception of Let Me Take You Home Tonight, which was recorded in California, Scholz duped the record company and re-recorded the other seven tracks in his home studio. Honky Tonk Woman was released as a single on July 4, 1969 in the United Kingdom, and the next day in the United States. It topped the charts in both nations. Two versions of the song were recorded by the band, the familiar hit which appears on the 45 in their collection of late 1960s singles Through the Past Darkly, and a honky-tonk version entitled Country Honk with slightly different lyrics which appeared on Let It Bleed. Popular legend has it, guitarist Brian Jones had written the catchy opening riff shortly before he was fired from the band, but this proves not to be true. All the Stones members have stated in interviews that the inspiration for the final electric version came from a session with Mick Taylor in early June 1969. Keith Richards claims that he took the intro riff from Ry Cooder and that he was inspired to do so by the country riffs Taylor was playing at the recording session. To date, Ry Cooder accuses Richards of ripping him off, and Cooder refuses to talk about his sessions with the Stones. Honky Tonk Woman was written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards while on vacation in Brazil in late December 1968. Inspired by Brazilian gaucho cowboys bringing cattle back to the ranch where Jagger and Richards were staying, the song is distinctive among the Stones catalog as it opens not with a riff, but with a single beat of a cowbell. The Stones producer Jimmy Miller performed it for the recording, and interestingly enough, while most live versions of the song do utilize the cowbell, it has never opened the song. Formed in London, England in 1968, the English rock band Free were best known for their popular song, All Right Now. The band proved extremely popular in live performances, but were often rocked by personal differences and drug problems. In April 1971, due to differences between singer Paul Rodgers and bassist Andy Frazier, the drug problems of guitarist Paul Kershaw, and inconsistent record sales, the band broke up. Lead singer Paul Rodgers went on to become lead singer of the rock band Bad Company, and later worked with a reunited Queen. All Right Now was released in the summer of 1970 and hit number one on the UK rock music chart and number four on the US charts.
Lord above, now you're trying to trick me in love.
The Kinks were an English rock group formed in 1963 by lead singer-songwriter Ray Davies and his brother, lead guitarist and vocalist Dave Davies. The band is often categorized as a British invasion band, along with the other members of the so-called Big Four, including the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and the Who. The Kinks first gained prominence in 1964 with the hit single You Really Got Me, written by Ray Davies. The group's original lineup consisted of Ray Davies, Dave Davies, Peter Quaife, and Mick Avery. Following Quaife's departure in 1969, the band centered around the three remaining original members and frequently changed bassists and keyboarders. An interesting bit of trivia, Rod Stewart grew up in Muswell Hills and went to school with Ray Davies and Peter Quaife. Stewart briefly joined an early version of the Kinks that were named the Ray Davies Quartet as lead singer in the spring of 1962. He performed with the group on at least one occasion, but was soon dropped due to complaints about his voice from then-drummer John Stewart's mother. The song Lola details an encounter between a naive young man and a person named Lola in a Soho club. The single, taken from the album Lola vs. Power Man and the Money Go Round, Part 1, was released in June 1970 and reached number 2 in the UK charts and number 9 in the US charts. It was ranked 422nd on the list of Rolling Stone's 500 greatest rock songs of all time.
Down in old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A Lola, 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 Lola.
primary lineup consisted of Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, John Entwistle, and Keith Moon. Keith Moon died in 1978, after which the band released two more studio albums, Face Dances and It's Hard, with drummer Kenny Jones before officially disbanding in 1983. In 2000, the three surviving members began to discuss the possibility of recording an album of new material, but Entwistle died in 2002. have a favorite song from the 60s or 70s that you would like to have played, please feel free to write. My email is phantomtracks@gmail.com. Also, I'm always hungry for songs and band info, so if you have some really neat facts about a band or about their songs, feel free to send it along. Thanks for listening.
Drop a dime.